Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. In our continued coverage of the effort to find solutions to the salt problem in the Central Valley, we spoke with Stephanie Tillman. She is a soil and agricultural scientist for LandIQ, which is one of the companies working on the Central Valley Salinity Alternatives for Long-Term Sustainability, known simply as the CV Salts Program. Tillman noted the extraordinary amount of research being done to ensure the program achieves its goal.
I mean, one of the really, I think, interesting and good outcomes of the CV salts process has been all the technical work that's been done. They've done an incredible amount of technical work, and so we know a lot more now than we did before about the ambient conditions, the projected conditions. There's been modeling that helps us know, well, if we do this, if we turn this knob, what will happen? If we turn that knob, what will happen? So that alone, you know, you can't make good policy decisions unless you have good science. And so that alone has been a good outcome.
Salinity and nitrate concentrations are happening with greater frequency and magnitude all over California. As a result, the Central Valley Water Board, the State Water Board, and other stakeholders began a joint effort to address those issues in 2006. Tillman offered some details on the process of putting a plan together.
Most of the regulations that have come from this process have been drafted, but they're not final. They're planned to be adopted in 2018 in June, and so that's a year and a half out. So there's still ample opportunity for formal and informal review and public comment throughout the next year. Whenever the basin plans are opened up and changed, they are required to allow for public comment.
The CV Salts program brings together a broad coalition of representatives from agriculture, cities, industry, state, and federal regulatory agencies in order to adopt long-term solutions that will create improved water quality and economic sustainability. The program is also going to play an important role as the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program moves forward and the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is implemented. Tillman talked about the process of updating basin plans.
So the basin plans, they are legal documents. So if you want to change a basin plan, which they've decided they need to do because the basin plans that we currently have, when they were written, the problems that we have surrounding salt accumulation were not as well understood. Therefore, the regulations that we have that are written in the current basin plans are not adequate to address those problems.
This is California Ag Today.